For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, November the 30th, 2019. Deborah Vales is the speaker of the evening, teaching on A Heart of Worship. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Number one, these are acts of worship. Number one. The ministry of thanking the Lord. Now, a couple weeks ago, I was at home. And as I already talked about, family member dying. But even in the midst of that, we gave God thanks. Because the Bible says this, give thanks in all things. For this is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. So when we give thanks, it's an expression of gratefulness.
Yes.
And appreciation to the Lord. How can you appreciate when someone is dying? You can appreciate because you think of all the good things God did. And God used my brother's illness and death to bring the family together. Can I help you with that? Because there had been some dissension. Madness. God used him to bring us together, to bring back unity, to bring healing, and to let folk know we love you. Come on now. God could take something that looks negative, but it wasn't negative. It was very positive. And he brought a whole lot of healing in those weeks. And I'm so thankful for what God is doing. So we must learn to thank the Lord in everything. Every bad thing that happens. Every negative thing that happens. Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Every day of the world you should get up thanking Him. I heard that. That's good. The Psalm 116:17 says, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And will call upon the name of the Lord. My God. 1 Chronicles 16:4-8, it says, and he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Even sitting with my family, sis, I was able to thank God in the midst of the pain. And when you can thank the Lord, you're not going to be sad too long. He will make you come on up. Come on now. So we got to learn what it means, number one, to thank the Lord. Okay, we're talking about acts of worship. Number two, the ministry of praise. Now, as I said earlier, you know, we do bring a flavor because I just have to say it like this, African Americans and some others too, but we really do praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just going to be real with you.
Amen.
It's different. Okay? We know how to play the piano. I'm not talking about crazy music. I'm not talking about emotionalism. I'm just talking about from the heart.
Yes.
Now, our history, because of where we came from. We came from a place in slavery where the mothers and dads in the field, they would pray and they would sing as they were working the field. Oh my God. As they were working the field, they were talking to the Lord and they would say, one day I'm gonna make it to the promised land. One day I'm gonna make it to the promised land. I'm gonna make it to promised land.
Praise God.
Y'all looking at me funny.
Praise God.
But when I think of them words, that trouble don't last always. Okay. I'm talking about praising God from the heart.
Yes, that's where it's from.
Words that go deep. Songs of the Lord. When you begin to praise God, He will give you words that you may not know the melody, you may not know all the words, but when you begin to sing the song of the Lord, a praise comes from your belly. Them the kind of songs that will take you over. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about praising Him from my heart. You know, years ago they used to sing little songs and they go over and over and over again. And we don't do that now, some of us. But I'm telling you, you talk about victory. We sang about what? Victory's mine. Victory is mine. Every day. We sing a little about victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine.
Yes.
Get behind me.
Yes.
Come on. You got to praise Him.
Amen.
From the heart.
Yes.
Break loose of all the stuff that got you bound.
Yes.
Chained.
Yes.
Anyway. Okay. I think there's a song, and Randy had it up, and I didn't get to play it today, but let's talk about Waymaker. God is a Waymaker. And when you begin to sing some of these songs, and you know God is a Waymaker, He'll break the chains. You know, we sing that, break every chain, and all this stuff here. When you really listen to those words, and the songs are anointed, it brings you out. But you got to let loose. We're too tight up in here.
Yes.
You don't want to go home the way you came.
No.
Anyway, I know that this is helping me tonight. The ministry of praise.
Yes.
I've been in services, Brother Merle, where that's all we did. And the Lord took over so, and we couldn't do nothing else. And if the word didn't go forth, the word still went forth because God did it Himself.
Yes.
So God does want to prove some things to us that He is God if we let Him be. We are to praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Okay? So Isaiah 12 and 4 says this, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name and by means of His name. Declare and make known His deeds among the peoples of the earth. Proclaim that His name is exalted. Number 3, the ministry of rejoicing and joy. Now, one of the things about joy is when you have joy, you have strength.
Yes.
Man, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. We are to rejoice in the Lord always, according to Philippians 3 and 3 and 4 and 4. Okay? Now, I don't want to lose my strength, so I must keep my joy.
Amen.
And even in time of sadness, you can be joyful.
That's right.
Okay? Sis? When your head look like it's going down, lift it back up. Because He's the glory and the lifter up of your head. Ain't no victory down there. Come on. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Move self-pity out the way. Get rid of that self-pity and all that stuff. You don't need nobody stroking you. Okay? No. Oh, it's all right. No, it ain't. Get up. Yeah, right, Jerry. Get up. Don't feel sorry for yourself when things happen. I'm telling you now, because self-pity will land on you. Then you want somebody to be wallowing with you. I'm not going to wallow with you. I'll help you out. I don't want you to wallow with me. Tell me. Come on. Now look, Deb. Pick your face up. Come on. I'm serious. Why am I going around looking sad and all this stuff here? First thing somebody going to, what's the matter? What's the matter with you? And I picked you up. What'd you pick up? picked up because you saw me?
Right.
Come on. Some people, they want you to gravitate to those spirits.
Yeah, misery loves company.
There you go. We don't have time for that. Right. We didn't come to pet demons. We come to cast them out.
Yes.
All right? So I see stuff on people sometimes. We're like, now, Lord, I want you to let me go there and just pray with them and get the thing out. He said, no, because they ain't ready to let it go. So you'll make it worse if they ain't ready to let it go. What I'm going to go get? Because I know it'll go if I tell it to leave. Do you know that you have that kind of authority?
Yes, you do.
Right? Someone wanted me to pray for them. And I said, look, I'm not praying for you. I said, because you're not ready, really, to come out. Yes, I am. No, you're not.
We know.
I cast it out, meaning you bring it back. And then it come worse.
Yes.
Then you want me to pray for you again.
Come on,
Lord. Isn't that right? Listen, don't play with demons.
Amen.
If you're not real and serious, you better think twice coming here. I'm not trying to run nobody away, but I'm just trying to tell you be real. Because we ain't got time to play with you. We have people call us all the time. And I'll be like, look, ain't got time to play with you now. I'll pray with you 3, 4, 5, 6 hours if I need to. But I'm not going to play with you if you're not serious. I don't have time for that. Expend all my energy and you playing. So you got to be serious. Some of us ain't serious up in here. And I can look and tell you you're not. So we just pray a little general prayer and send you back to your seat. Okay, anyway. We're serious up here. I am. I'm come down here, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to play with y'all. Amen, Jerry. I know. Come on, Randy. Come on now, y'all. We don't come down here. We have to get, you don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
I have to get up. I can't be. Yeah. And when I go to the room tonight, I'm already thinking about in the morning. You understand? It's ministry. You want to come play with us? Anyway, I'm not going to pick, but I saw that this morning.
Amen.
And it kind of grieved me. So, I'm going to put the apostle robe on just for a minute. Stop playing. Stop playing. Because one of these times, the devil may get you, and you may really want freedom then. Ain't nobody going to be there to help you. So it behooves us to be serious when we come to prayer.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you.
Don't play with them demons.
Right.
If you have to cough, cough. Why don't you gotta tell y'all all the time to cough anyway? You ought to cough just because. Cough. Get it out. Come on. And if don't nothing come, then you know, okay, it ain't coming that way. Then maybe it's getting easy for you. Maybe they know. Oh, she's serious, man. We can't stay, man. She done went up there and sat in that chair. She finna tell them about us. She gonna tell everything about us now. Don't you know we're getting ready to be exposed? That's what they should be saying.
Amen.
Got no time to be hiding sin, secret sin, unconfessed sin. You trying to play. Really? Think we don't know. Just because I'm quiet, don't take my quietness. Thank you. Sometimes I'll be sitting there. I sit there with my brother. I'd be like, man, really?
Right.
You need to get this straight, man. Because the quicker you get free, the quicker we can praise him right. A lot of times we're so laden down, you can't jump if you wanted to, man.
Right.
Anyway, okay. I'm not picking on you. I'm just telling you, be serious.
Amen.
Don't waste Jerry's time. Because Jerry's going to tell you the truth. Okay. So we need to rejoice and have joy. Number 4, clap your hands. Thank you. Clap your hands. Do you know? Now everybody didn't do it. But when you really clap your hands, it is a ministry. And I'm telling you what, it will put the devil on the run. God will come and see about you. It's in Job. When you clap your hands, sometimes you don't have the words. So you know what I do? I just do this right here. I just clap my hands. God, come and see about me right now. I don't have the words, but I'm clapping my hands. My God.
Come on.
Now, when we really clap, the Bible says, Psalm 47:1, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. My God, today. You clapping and shouting, demons got it going. We too quiet. Next time you think about clapping your hands, you'll clap them. Come on, somebody. Shout unto God. With everything that you have, you need to shout unto the Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55:12 says, for ye shall go out with joy, be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. I'm sorry. Thank God for the trees, but they can't clap for me.
Amen.
Thank God for the mountains, but I don't want them, Jerry, to shout for me.
Amen.
Shout for myself.
Amen.
Got to clap for myself.
Because
I know I need God to move.
Yes.
So when we clap, it is an act of worship, and it should be spontaneous because we clap for all kind of things. When you hear something good, you clap. When something you appreciate, you clap. When somebody win a game, you clap. And don't nobody tell you to clap, you just start clapping. Come on, think about all the times you clap. Who tell you to clap? Anyway, okay. Number 5, let me keep going. I love this one. The ministry of shouting. Thank you, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, my little room section right there. Listen, you know the story about Jericho. You know how God gave Joshua the command. One time every day for 7 days, y'all walk around, don't say nothing. Now, can you imagine that? You know how we are, right? We got to say amen. I tell you, you start walking around here just one time, everybody don't say nothing. Who going to do that? You know a glory will come out from somewhere.
Right.
But they couldn't say nothing. Y'all know how we are. You just got to praise him. But he said, don't say nothing. But on the 7th day, he told them, go 7 times. The enemy knew he was in trouble. And when they gave that shout, now just think of a wall coming down. That was some kind of shout for that wall to come all the way down.
Yeah.
And that's what God wants to do in our lives.
Amen.
With the shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
He will bring down walls.
Yes, amen.
Yes, he will.
That we have built up.
Yes.
Walls of insecurity.
Yes.
Walls that have us enclosed and ain't nobody going to hurt me no more. Come on, all these walls. Walls of prejudice. Walls of racism. Come on. Walls of judgment. Walls of criticism. All kind of walls. But when you begin to praise God, the walls got to come down. Walls of intimidation. These are walls. But when you shout unto the Lord from your heart, the walls will come down. My God. Victory belongs to us. We're victorious in Him. when we recognize that we are the children of the Most High God.
Yes.
And the devil is already on the run. Come on now, because God said, I give you power to tread. Thank God. So Isaiah 12:6 says this, cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. So if God lives in your midst, he's great. He needs to be displayed. I shout in my home. Victory is in my home, in my car, everywhere I go. The Holy Ghost is with me. You know, I was singing coming down the road up there. I know the people looking at me. When I sing, and I be singing. Jeremiah know. Like, what the girl doing over there? I'm singing. I'm praising God right in my car. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Come on. Oh, yes. I'm not ashamed, Jerry. Hallelujah. I put on Benny Hinn. I put on whoever I put on. If I need to put on some music, it's time to praise God. It's time to give him glory. If I'm in my car, I'm going to praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. The ministry of dancing, number 6. We dance before the Lord. How many of you really do it? For real.
Yes.
Jeremiah, do it. Thank you, brother. I do. I do dance.
Amen.
I ain't talking about the worldly dance, so don't get funny. I don't know them dances, but I know how to dance. The Bible said it. You know, I was studying this and said, Lord, now, you sure you want me to talk about this one? He said, David danced.
Yeah.
He danced so he made folk mad. I give you the scripture for it, okay? 1 Chronicles 15:29. It says, and it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Now this represented the presence of God. What do you do when the presence of God comes near you? How do you react?
On my knees.
What do you do? You're on your knees, okay.
On my knees.
When the presence of God comes in, what do you do? On the floor. Yeah, some kind of expression. When you get in the midst of praise and worship, I'm sure Jerry experienced it just recently, I won't go into her testimony, but I know she did. When you get in the presence of God, you're going to react some kind of way. You stiff, you just looking at me, something wrong with you. Because the presence of God makes a difference in our life. Huh? Oh yeah, he makes a difference. You're going to cry, you're going to weep, you're going to shout, you're going to jump, you're going to do something. Come on now. So David, it said, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came to the city of David. Micah, his Saul's daughter, she was looking out the window. And she saw David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart.
Yes.
Wow. Then some. She was barren, too. She never had no children.
Yes.
That bitterness, it got her, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he wasn't doing nothing but dancing and praising God because he saw the victory. All that David went through, let me just go here just for a minute, okay? Think about it. You're a young man. You're anointed. You know you're destined to be king because God anointed you, but you're not king yet. You're serving the king. You're in his, you know, you're on his team. You're going in and going out. You don't realize that the devil is brewing up something. You got a good heart. Your motive is to do what the Lord told you to do. He was an armor bearer. And Saul was being tormented by the devil. God sent it, though. And there's something, do you want God to send an evil spirit to you? Get in rebellion. Okay, that's true, because that's what happened to Saul. He got in rebellion, and God fixed him. God did it. The Bible said it. Yeah. And so, the only thing that could soothe him was the presence of God. But the presence of God wasn't on him. The presence of God was on David, who God anointed. And you know what? The people that was helping Saul, they recognized, oh man, he messed up. I bet they talked about him a little bit. I bet they said, man, he really messed up. He done walked away from God, and God ain't with him no more, and now we got to still be here because he's still the king. What are we going to do with him? Y'all ever did that before? Okay, anyway. I can preach another message, but I won't do it. So, he was tormented, and he said, can anybody help me? And one of the little servants said, yeah, I know somebody. There's a young boy out there in the field. Now, David got anointed and went back to his job. Isn't that something? He went back to the field. Back to taking care of the sheep. But somebody knew the anointing was on his life. God pointed him out. My God, I'm trying to hurry. I'm trying. But I'm going to finish when I'm done. And so they say, yeah. Boy by the name of David. Jesse's boy.
Yeah.
He's the youngest. You know, they go tell everything about the family. Anyway. So Saul said, go get him. The one destined to be the king. They called David. And Jesse said, oh, you going to the king, man. You got to take an offering. Go take some stuff to him. Give it to him. And the Bible says, David went before the king. And when the evil spirit began to torment, David recognized, man, he in trouble. But he began to play. He didn't preach to him. He didn't tell him, man, you messed up and I'm going to take a text. He began to play.
Yes.
And the Bible says that evil spirit went on back down. Why? Because of the anointing. The anointing is precious on your life. The anointing will bring you through. So David began to do his job, and Saul went and told his dad, I'm going to keep him here. Because Saul knew he didn't have the anointing. But he needed the anointing in his midst. God, I wish I had time.
Come on now, break it down now.
He needed the anointing. He lost it. Never got it back. But as time went on, God began to bless David. And after a while, he made him captain of his host, of the army. Everything David did was blessed because he was anointed. But he was humble. He didn't try to take a position too soon. He stayed in his lane. But one day, Saul got jealous of David. And before you know the story. I'm going to get back to this praise, why he was praising him so hard. One day, he was doing his job. Saul had a javelin. He had rose up in jealousy because they said Saul killed his thousands and David his tens of thousands. And the spirit of jealousy, which had been in him all that time, rose up. This is why when demons manifest in you, you need to let them out. They will manifest just because of the presence of God walking in your midst. You don't have to say anything. I don't have to say anything. When I walk in a room, the presence of the Lord walks with me.
Hallelujah.
I've seen demons manifest, and I'm just sitting in a chair. Minding my own business, brother girl. Hey, I ain't trying to mess with you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Don't show nothing, won't be nothing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Just be cool now, we be cool. But if I have to go there, I will. Come on, because of the anointing. So David recognized the anointing, and the devil recognized the anointing on you. He knows if you're a threat. I'm telling you this. I'm not trying to be funny. But I've heard when Worley say things, and I heard his tapes and all this stuff here, of how he was a threat to the kingdom of darkness. Yes. This is why, Jerry, we have to walk right.
Yes.
We have to live right. Don't get lifted up in pride because of what God does in your life. Stay humble. David knew how to praise him because he had to run for his life until Saul was killed. And Saul died because he went to the witch.
That's right.
Wrong thing to do. He couldn't hear God. So he decided to disguise himself. That was the ultimate fall. Go to a witch of Endor, and then the witch found out who he was.
Oh my.
Familiar spirits.
Wow, yes.
So you'll be dead tomorrow.
Yes.
And he was. He took his own life. But David, mm-hmm. when the ark came, and David, I know he had to think about all that God have done for me.
Yes.
I can't help but praise him.
That's right.
I can't help but give him glory. And when I think about all the things that God has done for me, I have to praise him.
Hallelujah.
I have to give him glory. I don't have a choice. He kept me. Put me back in my right mind. Gave me a reason to hope. Come on here. When the devil said no, God said yes. My God, today. Have to praise him. Have to rejoice in the God of my salvation. I have to give him glory for the world. I thank God for you. Because you really rooted me on. You cheered me. You pushed me. And I appreciate the push. You just pushed me on out there. And sometimes we need somebody to push us. Come on. Get you to the next dimension.
Yes.
Let you know you can do this.
That's right. That's it.
So David knew what it was to dance. He danced so. Danced almost out of his clothes. Made his wife mad. You gonna make folk mad when you get rid of them. Somebody ain't gonna like what you're doing. Somebody will talk about you. I don't care what you do. But it don't matter. You must have a spirit of praise. You must dance before God. That's what he did. He knew that God was with him. So Psalm 149:3 says this, let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. And finally, another scripture here, Psalm 150:4, it says, praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. I believe everything that has breath should praise the Lord. I'm moving. Number 7. Ministry of lifting up your hands. Sometimes, lift your hands and surrender. You say, God, I just give it to you. I can't do nothing. My children really admire you. I don't mean to pick on you tonight, but they admire the way you praise God. My son-in-law, he really has affected him. Because you're so sincere and real. And we need more of this.
Yes.
We need more examples of men that don't mind crying. That don't mind lifting up their hands and praising God. Come on now.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
When you think about what God has brought you from.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But he has brought you out of.
Yes.
I can't do anything else but weep and cry for the mercy that he has given me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The mercy.
Yes.
Yes.
On me. Yes. Yes, sir. And the victory and the liberty, Brother Merle, that is coming every time you get up here and you allow God to use you like this, it's going to bring us to another dimension of freedom.
Yes.
You're the leader of this camp.
Yes.
God is using you, man of God.
Yes.
And he said you were a Joshua leader.
Yes.
And I long for the day to hear you preach up here.
Oh,
and one of these times you're going to start and you ain't going to quit.
Amen.
You're going to break all the protocol. Yeah. Because it's in you. And we need what you have. Clap them hands right now.
Yes.
These young men need to see it.
Yes.
The old men need to see it.
Yes.
And I long to see the brethren fall down on their knees and weeping and crying and praying. Because you know when the men get in line, and they are, I'm not talking to them, come on. But we need more of the men to come on out. Come on out. Come on, we need it. You're leaders. You're the head. God has given you that. So we need these examples like his right here. And I thank God for you, Brother Merle. We love you. And we appreciate you. One more time. Can we clap for him? So lifting up our hands means surrender. So let me read the scripture here. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense. And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. I believe that's Psalm 141 and 2. One more scripture here is Lamentations 3 and 41. It says, lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. So even our heart. We talk about heart of worship. When your heart is in it, your hand going up. Come on. Because what's there in that heart is going to come on out. You really praise him and work, it's coming out. And ain't nobody going to be able to hold it in. Yeah. Number 8, let me move. The ministry of worship. 1 Chronicles 16:29. You can write that down. With worship, it's the highest expression before God of all expressions of worship in spirit and in truth. We should all experience times of deep prostration of the spirit before God in our times of private devotion and even sometimes public devotion. Mm-hmm. It is a must to spend quality time with God, because in doing so, God will minister to the deep areas of our lives as we continually surrender to him. Thank you, Jesus. So 1 Chronicles 16:29, it says this, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Holiness is just being set apart.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all. That's what holiness is, being set apart for God's use.
Yes.
He's wanting to consecrate our lives. And when he cleanses us, that's what's happening. So we can go in his presence and we don't have to be ashamed. Because sin keeps you away from God.
Yes.
You do know that, right? Sin will cause you to, no, bless the Lord, I'm not going to sit at the front row. Hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to God. You're way back there somewhere. And he goes, come on up. Now, now, now. That's what Israel did. They didn't feel worthy, so they said, Moses, you go. I don't want nobody to go for me. I'm going for myself. Come on now. Thank God for grace. And we can enter into his presence. Okay? One more scripture here. Psalm 29, verse 1 and 2. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Verse 2. Give unto the Lord, again, the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Number 9, finally, the ministry of saying amen. I didn't know this was a ministry, that this was an act of worship, Jerry. I said, amen? It's worship. 1 Chronicles 16:36. It's in the Bible. I learned something when I studied it. Amen means sure in Hebrew. Means you agree. It is translated, so be it. And this is both an Old and New Testament expression of worship. There's a song, Andre Crouch, I think, wrote it about, let the church say amen. And you know, something about that there's a nothing on that song. It is amen, it's finished, it's sure. Glory to God. 1 Chronicles 16:36. A little preacher man that came to the front, bless his heart. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, amen.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. Isn't that good?
Amen.
Oh my, that blessed me to see that, y'all. That is an expression of worship. Now, you don't want to be hindered in your worship. So let me give you a few things that can keep you from worshiping God. Number one, evil thoughts. Vain imaginations. Lustful thoughts. Revengeful thoughts. Okay? All these things can corrupt your heart. So when your mind becomes consumed with these type of thoughts, it will keep you in the outer court where deliverance and cleansing is needed before you can proceed into the inner court and the holy place. And then all I'm talking about is the presence of the Lord. You want to be able to dwell and remain and stay in God's presence. So watch out for jealousy and hatreds. Beware of plots to kill, to take revenge, to destroy. Be careful of pride, false accusations, just a few things. Deceit. Stay away from lying, cheating, stealing. All corruptness, anything that would contaminate your life, stay away from it. Things that God is dealing with you with, unforgiveness, all this stuff here, let God bring healing in your life. Because you don't want anything standing up between you and God. And the Lord says his hand is not short that he can't save, his ear. His ear is not deaf that he can't hear, but your sins separate. So if I have sin, I can't go to God. Because he ain't hearing me. Because of the sin, I got to get rid of it. Come on now, I'll get you. Got to get rid of it. You don't want anything in your life that will mar your relationship. No condemnation, guilt, shame, all this stuff here, get rid of it. Because when you're in Christ, there's no condemnation to those who are in him, who don't walk after the flesh. Come on now, but after the Spirit. So if you're striving with God, you have a right to go before the Lord. The Bible says this, come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in a time of need. So whenever I need help, you know what I do? Simple prayer. Simple prayer. Help me! That's all I say. I don't have all the long words and all that. Help me, God. And you know what he does? He helps me. And he will help you. That's the deepest prayer you can ever pray. If you don't know the word says, help, Lord. That's what Peter did when he was about to drown. And Jesus told him, come on, man. Come on, walk. And he put him out there on the ocean. Come on. And the Lord put you on the ocean. Don't you know you can walk? Don't take your eyes off of him, don't you? That's the key. If you got some sand and dirt on you, which represents sin, you have to get that cleansed before you get to God. And that's really how it is, y'all. And that's what God is doing with us right here. Every time we come and if stuff that's not right, he says, let me take them on the hose. And clean you off. And you feel better. Come on now. Thank you, son. Thank you, grandson. Amen. That was good. So with that, let me give you this word of the Lord. Man, that's good. The Lord says this, as the rains are covering various regions, it's a sign that the Spirit of the Lord will bring about a downpour of cleansing and refreshing that is long overdue. Yes, there will be devastation, but know that I am calling for my people to seek me with their whole heart. I have warned many repeatedly, and my warnings have gone unheeded. I say, arise, get before me with a true heart, a repentant heart. For I will not pour my spirit out on those who continue to walk in sin. will not heed my word and who choose to go their own way. There are areas that have been spiritually dry for years, and even though there have been those who have prayed for me to pour out my spirit in your midst, sin has blocked me from moving in order that healing, restoration, and reconciliation can take place. Many choose to hold on to unforgiveness, bitterness and anger, and hatred, but proclaim that they love me. Many choose to hold on to offense. I say, come to me with a pure heart. Come to me and pour your heart out before me, says the Lord, for I stand ready to hear you. I stand ready to heal you, and I stand ready to forgive and cleanse you from secret sin, hidden sin, unconfessed sin, blatant and open sin. I am the Lord. My word is true. It's just and holy, righteous and pure. Walk before me, says the Lord, and know that I stand in the midst to do you good and not evil. I will not go against my word. This is a time where I'm calling for my people to come to me with a pure heart so that I can rain righteousness, refreshing and cleansing in your heart and lives. Many are turning away from me, but know that I stand ready to receive you, says the Lord, because I love you with an everlasting love. Stand to your feet tonight. Father God, we love you. We thank you tonight for your loving kindness, your tender mercy. Thank you that you're teaching us the meaning of a heart of worship. Thank you for all of these acts of worship. We thank you, Father, that we will put them into practice. We will thank you for who you are. We will praise you for who you are. Glory to God. We will rejoice and have joy in you because our strength comes from you, O God. We will clap our hands and you will come to see about us. Hallelujah. We thank you that we will learn what it is, O God, to shout unto you because you give us victory. You give us the land, the territory, the regions that we may be praying for, the children that we're praying for, the family members that we are praying for. We will set a Jericho wall. And, oh God, a Jericho march. And we will march around these walls in prayer. Because we know that when we shout, the walls will come down. We thank you that we will dance before you. A pure dance. A dance from the heart. A dance of victory. Oh, my God. Because every time you give us victory, it's a greater reason to praise you, to worship you. Because you make us victorious in you. God, we will lift up our hands before you. We will continue to surrender our all to you. We'll give over every area that you illuminate that needs to be surrendered to you. We will continue to submit our will to you. Not our will be done, but, oh God, your will be done in our lives. Father, let us worship you, bow down before you, adore you, exalt you, because you alone are worthy. And you get all the glory, you get all the praise. Oh God, we will say amen when it's all said and done. So be it. Let your will be done. Sure enough, oh God, you are enough. You're the God of God and Lord of lords, King of kings. We love you tonight. And Father, we thank you for stirring us up. We thank you for freedom and liberty. We thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. We thank you for the hope that you give us. We thank you for the help that you give us. Help us tonight. Everyone that's been prayed for, every ministry of deliverance that's taking place this weekend, Father God, don't let it all slip. Don't let it slip. Help us to maintain. Help us to continue. Help us to dive deeper in your word. Help us to get closer to you, Father, that victory will remain in our lives. And we will know what it truly means to be free. Every time you do another thing for us, is freedom. And he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you for liberty. We thank you for joy tonight. Thank you for healing. I pray, God, healing. Those that need healing in their bodies still. You are a healer. And we ask you to heal. We ask you to mend the brokenhearted. We ask you to make whole tonight. By the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you and we praise you. I thank you for every minister that's ministered thus far. And I ask you to pour back into them. Minister to Jerry. We thank you for this woman of God. We thank you for the general that she is. The prayer warrior that she is. The laborer in the gospel that she is. Help her tonight. Give her strength in her body. And we thank you for healing her eyes and healing the vessels. Healing every part of her body. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We thank you for our dear brother Dion. Thank you, God. Oh God, for the warrior that he is. We thank you for the preacher that he is. We thank you that you are stirring up the gifts and you are refurbishing even and reconciling. And you, God, hallelujah, are pouring out and pouring into him. Use him in the morning. Oh God, to put the finishing touches on this conference, this camp meeting. Dot the rest of the I's and cross the T's, oh God. We thank you for our brother Randy. Thank you for healing his body. Thank you for making him everywhere whole. Thank you, hallelujah, for the word of the Lord that's yet being stirred down in his belly. Thank you for ministering to his wife. Thank you for making her everywhere whole. We thank you for it. We've already asked you to do it. Now we thank you for completing the work. Touch him, oh God. Continue to open up doors. Be with Jane. We thank you for the psalmist that she is. We thank you for the music that comes from that piano. We thank you, Father, for every song that's been sung. Oh God, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you for Patty and Kevin. Bless them. Minister into their lives. Keep them strong and healthy. Thank you, God, for the laps that they run every day. We thank you for everything they do for this ministry to keep it going. The love that they have. Father, touch Kevin. We thank you, Father. He works so diligently. He works hard with these CDs and tapes and things. Oh, God, make it easier for him. Father, we thank you for their labor. We thank you, God, that you're blessing them now. Thank you for Linda. Thank you for the work she's doing. Thank you, God, for this woman of God. Thank you for Kevin.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for baby girl. Forgive me, her name just slips me. Crystal. Thank you for the children. Thank you for Rick. Thank you for the chef. Come on. We thank you for this team that you put here in Lake Hamilton. We thank you for the word that goes out from this place. And every wicked word that's come, every wicked curse word that's come to try to stamp it out, Father, you, oh God, reverse every evil word in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that you will continue, that your perfect, complete, and whole will be done. And we thank you for the leader. We thank you for Brother Merle. Thank you for Sister Barbara. Touch her. God, you continue to use him and lead him and give him how to put these camps together. Every speaker that needs to come, you lay it on his heart. You know what to do, God. You know how. And we thank you for liberty and freedom that's taking place up in here. Everyone that's here, bless us today. And oh God, I thank you that you allowed me to stand behind this pulpit to keep me humble. Father God, I thank you for the word. I thank you for freedom and liberty that you're giving us. I thank you for the help. Thank you for the strength. May you bless everyone as we go and get some rest. Bring us back early in the morning. And Lord, those that need prayer, we pray, God, that you would do the work and complete it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. And we praise you for it all. And Father, the giftings that's in here that you're using people and you're going to use them even greater, Father God, continue the work you've begun. Help them to continue to strive to get closer to you. And we thank you and we praise you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Clap them hands one more time. Hallelujah. 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 Now just in case if anyone you need prayer, the altar is open. You can come. We'll pray with you. And if not, we'll see you in the morning at 6 a.m. sharp. All right? We love you. God bless.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.